Hello and welcome to the Soul Refuge Podcast. My name is W.F. White. I am a born-again Bible-believing Christian, and Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Be blessed. How Satan uses the Catholic Charismatic Movement to infiltrate the church. So that's the message I have for you today, ladies and gentlemen. I want to talk to you about the topic of the Roman Catholic Charismatic Movement. And as I said, this is a movement that Satan has used and still uses to enter the true Christian church. Hear me now. I believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. In fact, I find it utterly ridiculous for a person to think that the gifts of the Spirit have ceased in our modern day. I don't believe that at all. So the Catholic Charismatic Movement, sometimes referred to as the Charismatic Renewal, whatever tag you want to put on it, I want you to know something, folks. It's still 100% Roman Catholic. Don't be duped. I know, because I came through that Charismatic Movement also. So you need to know that, because there are many modern-day compromising, well-known pastors. They're not going to tell you that, folks, because they're working with them. They're in on it. So you need to know this, folks, that the adulation and praise that these pastors and compromisers receive is enough to keep them going from year to year. They meet little resistance. Even Roman Catholics that are in their congregations, they might even realize that what they're saying is not true, but they're not about to bring it up because it's a very controversial thing. It creates stress and so on. So the people remain under that cloud, in that darkness, and it's difficult these times in which we are living, folks, but that's just the way it is. So something you need to know. The compromisers have learned through experience that most people in the congregation will not speak up regarding the charismatic Catholics and even other cults for fear of being tossed outside the church. So that's why they don't like that type of thing. So that type of thinking, folks, it has the footprint of Satan upon it. So the so-called watchmen in the Christian churches, many of them, they're silenced by the anointed, so-called anointed leaders. And they've been seduced. And in effect, would they become watchmen for the devil? They're protecting the doctrines of devils. Read 1 Timothy 4:1. You know, my wife Kathy and I, we were delivered out of that deceitful Catholic charismatic movement over 30 years ago. So, you know, we used to attend Roman Catholic healing masses where there'd be a priest laying hands on people that would line up. In fact, most of the time the church would be packed, both sides, I mean, from the front pew to the last pew. And they would very often, during those, what they would call them, Catholic charismatic healing masses, the rosary would be prayed throughout the whole mass. Not always, but very often throughout the whole mass after the main part of the mass was done. So I'm talking when the healing was going on, they'd be praying those Hail Mary prayers over and over and over again. Sometimes those healing masses would last 2 to 3 hours long. So you must understand, folks, that the doctrines, as I said, of the Roman Catholic Charismatic Movement are still entirely Roman Catholic. Don't be duped. You know, you'll hear the term very often being used, "I'm a born-again Catholic." Hear me now. When the Spirit of God comes in to a person's life, as he did with me and my wife, you got to remember, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He guides you into all truth. In other words, you open up the Bible, and you realize, hey man, this place where I am, this is not the real deal. We have a priest up there doing the sacrifice of the mass, and my Bible is telling me that I'm justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's been paid for. The wrath of God has been removed. It's time to exit stage left and get out of here. And that's just what we did, folks. So I bring these teachings forth, folks, because I know many of you are not familiar with this end of the Catholic Church. Perhaps you've never been Catholic, so I understand how you would not know about these things. So many people are being duped into thinking, oh, it's just another denomination, especially the charismatic Catholics, and they're okay. They're like Pentecostal and so on and so forth. They have all the doctrines of Rome. We're talking the doctrine of the sacrifice of the Mass, which is enough to make it a false gospel. The teaching of purgatory, we're talking all those prayers to Mary, that's in that Catholic charismatic movement. I know, folks. In fact, my worship of Mary, and people say, oh no, we don't worship Mary. You were never a real Catholic. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Pope Francis recently said that if people don't pray the rosary, then the mother won't give them the son. That is heresy, folks. Yeah, that is absolute heresy, and this is what people are sitting under, folks. They've been duped as we were duped. So don't ever forget what you're hearing. I'm so thankful that my Lord and Savior, my precious, merciful Savior Jesus Christ, delivered me out of that deception. You know, I've spoken many times about Billy Graham and how he sends people back to their own churches, and if there's an altar call. In fact, they use Roman Catholics as altar workers at his crusades. Well, he's not alive anymore, but I know Franklin continues it. I think he calls his crusades festivals. They get sent back to the Catholic Church. Is that insane? That is insane. And that's what goes on. Can you imagine a drug addict being sent back to the drug den? Or a prostitute comes up to the altar, getting sent back to the streets. I mean, it's ridiculous. So why would you send a Roman Catholic back to deception if the Lord saved them out of it? You see what I'm saying, folks? So this is stuff that you're not going to think about, and most people just mosey on and never even bat an eye when they hear things like that. So I was delivered out of the superstition and deception of the Roman Catholic Church. And let's take a look now. I want you to see something in the book of Acts where people who were into the curious arts, is what they call them, or magic, witchcraft, they repented of their evil deeds, and ultimately they burned their books. And it was worth a lot of money. So let's pick it up here. Acts 19, verses 13 to 20. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified, and many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Isn't that something? So people, when they were delivered, they got saved, they realized they were into witchcraft, they wanted nothing to do with it. You know, when I was saved out of the Catholic Church, folks, I got rid of my trinkets. I got rid of the rosary beads, the medals. This is all, it's witchcraft. There's no question about it. It's worshiping a false god. It's putting faith in Mary. It's trusting Mary instead of Jesus Christ. It's delusion, okay? And what do? I get rid of that stuff. Any books, any beads or whatever, that's what you're supposed to do. So Satan continues to use the Roman Catholic charismatic movement to infiltrate the Christian church, and they're accepted, and people, you'll have pastors trying to convince you that these people are true Christians, folks. Be careful, run from it. So 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 to 18. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Glory to God. Isn't that good stuff, folks? So you're not going to hear that type of preaching in most compromising Pentecostal, interdenominational, non-denominational churches, especially in America, where the rivers of muddy waters are flowing freely and where the Roman Catholic Church enters in without resistance. Oh, yes. So I want you to know, folks, that what happens to people are making light of God's word. You know, the doctrines of devils that come in. 1 Timothy 4:1. So you need to know, folks, who are you going to obey, man or God? If your pastor or church leader is going against God's word, then who do you think is the source of that so-called anointing? Is it God or Satan? Even Peter knew enough to obey God rather than mere man. Acts 5:29, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. You know, many Roman Catholic people are familiar with the term Eucharistic adoration. So you may be wondering, what's this stuff about Eucharistic adoration? Well, that's when the people adore and worship the Blessed Sacrament. That's the wafer host that they believe, after the priest does transubstantiation, is what they call it. They believe that that wafer is actually the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. In other words, they believe that is Jesus Christ. Sometimes you'll see them parading through the streets, holding up what is known as a monstrance with that little wafer host inside. They believe that that priest who's holding that monstrance is carrying Jesus Christ. You see where I'm coming from, folks? You know, be careful. So that's what you need to be warned. And if you don't believe that, by the way, I've said many times, there's still over 100 Roman Catholic anathemas, curses against people who would disagree with that teaching from the Council of Trent. This is mind-blowing stuff, folks. Mind-blowing. Catherine Kuhlman, she was a woman famous for her healing meetings, and she used to work hand-in-hand with the Church of Rome. She would always have priests and nuns right up on a platform with her. She believed it lent credibility to her ministry. So for decades, this type of thing, this mixture, you see? And this is why people have been seduced. Satan still uses the Roman Catholic charismatic movement to get in, folks. And he's been having a field day with the Church of God. So this Blessed Sacrament, this Eucharistic adoration, people bow before this, folks. Bowing before the way for God. Oh, yes, that's exactly what they're doing. So many of the true Christian reformers stood against this type of thing, but the modern-day church continues to be bamboozled by the compromising pastors and ministers all over the place, folks. So it's important that you know that. So the teaching, folks, by the way, on that Eucharist, the Roman Catholic Eucharist, is something that the Church of Rome is never going to change. Absolutely never going to change. You know, there was a sad story back years back. There was a pastor, a Swedish pastor, Ulf Ekman. And he was a leader of a regular Christian church. I forget the name of the church, but it was a big church. And over time, you saw the seduction of the Roman Catholic Church coming in. You know, I was reading the articles as people started reporting about this stuff. I was trying to keep up with it, you know, and then people were coming with photographs, and all of a sudden they started seeing statues, I think, in his garden or something like that. Statues, or maybe I think it might have been Mary or whatever, you know, Catholic statues. And this went on for a period of time until one day, on a Sunday, he had an announcement to make to his congregation, and the announcement was that he was going to join the Catholic Church. This is what we're dealing with, folks, okay? Seduction, you see? Seduction. Satan is still using, folks, not only the Catholic charismatic movement, but Catholicism in general. People are being seduced. Oh, yes, they are. Especially this modern-day Pope Francis. You know, just back in 2016, he talked about having interfaith unity with people like the Muslims who believe in Allah, or people who believe in Buddha. And he says, listen to this. This is Pope Francis. We're all the children of God. Listen to that. Who's that talking? We're all the children of God. Does that sound like the gospel of Jesus Christ? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. You see that? We're children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. The man is preaching a false counterfeit gospel. He is of the spirit of Antichrist, folks. Listen to what you're hearing here today, folks. He's having a unification within the Christian body. He has people duped by the millions, okay? Your famous pastors will go over to meet with him. Famous pastors who are on television all the time. And now he has interfaith stuff, just like Pope John Paul II, that meeting he had back in Assisi, Italy in 1986. It's a deception, you see? It's a deception. Where is it leading? It is leading to either a brotherhood of man or mankind, or let me be politically correct, a brotherhood of humankind, but it's a joining together of, quote, unquote, all believers. We all serve the same God. Folks, Satan is having a field day in the modern day church, and the pastors are not resisting it. Be warned today. Be blessed.